with the Champion Seed State Track and Field Meet update. Reporting from Des Moines, this is Quentin Douglas. The Webster City's Jackson Cherry would get a medal finish in the Class 3A Boys Discus. Cherry placed sixth with a throw of 163 feet 8 inches. KQWC Radio caught up with Cherry following his performance in the Boys Discus. Back here at Drake Stadium with Webster City's Jackson Cherry after finishing sixth in the 3A Boys Discus, a throw 163-8. And Jackson, obviously you knew coming in today this was maybe the toughest field in discus in all of Iowa. And just going up against some of these talented throwers, how did that factor into you stepping up your game and competing with the best of the best?
Well, it helps that everybody's really nice. And when you see a far throw, you just want to throw far.
And coming in, obviously, first half of the year, it was kind of an up and down. Second half of the year, really hit stride. You had that big throw at the conference meet and clearing. You follow up by winning districts. And you cap it off by meddling here at the state meet. What does that all mean to you?
It was a good way to finish off my track career.
And you got shot put tomorrow. What are you excited for most about the shot tomorrow?
That's going to be over.
As morning turned into afternoon, Eagle Grove's Addy Jeske placed sixth in the 2A girls long jump with a mark of 16 feet 9 and 3 quarters inches. A new season best for Jeske. Rolling Stories' Adeline Sporlander was 13th with a mark of 16 feet 3 and 3 quarters inches. Eagle Grove's Aiden Feske then placed 17th in the 2A girls 100 meter dash in a time of 13.12 seconds. Before we moved on to the 400 meter dash, South Hamilton's CeCe Herrick placed 22nd in Class 2A in a time of 104.95. Webster City's Isabel Grossamy was 14th in Class 3A in the 400-meter dash in a season-best time of 1 minute even. And then the boys' 400-meter dash took the track, and we'll have more on that coming up after a little bit. KQWC Radio did catch up with Isabel Grossamy following her race. Back here at Drake Stadium with Webster City freshman Isabel Grossamy after her run in the 400-meter run. PR'd by a full second, Izzy. How did it feel for your first time out here on the Blue Oval?
Felt very good. I mean, I know it's a hot day. I was ready to run this. I was excited. And I did what I wanted to do, and I feel good about it.
And obviously, you're not done yet. You got the 4x4 coming up tomorrow. Just what's the mindset now that you're done for the day and focusing on tomorrow? What's your mindset going in?
I mean, you just got to stick with the team, get each other hyped up. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
We would again like to thank our sponsors that have made our coverage of state track and field in 2024 possible. That includes Gridiron Grill, Sports Lounge in Webster City, Gerber Auto Care in Webster City, American Sanitation in Camrar, and our title sponsor, Champion Seed in Ellsworth. With a Champion Seed state track and field update reporting from the Blue Oval in Des Moines, this is Quinn Douglas.